With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey Francis, I don't want to start this podcast, this bonus episode.
I may need to actually go let someone in at the door.
Sorry, you can't start our bonus episode that we do every single week off with like that. You're gonna have to open the door to someone.
I'm expecting a delivery, so I just got to go and.
Well, what am I meant to do when you get off the podcast? I'm meant to sit here and wait for you to go and get your delivery.
Yeah, how did you know it was delivery?
I didn't know it was delivery. Wait, hang on a second. It's delivery. You've ordered it. It sounds like we're doing an ad at the top of our podcast.
It's not an ad.
You've ordered a Deliveroo when we're meant to be doing our podcast together.
Well, I actually have a very tight window to do this podcast and eat the Deliveroo. So.
I thought you were about to say something else.
What?
Don't know why. I just thought you were about to say I have a very tight butthole. So.
Why would you think I was going to say that?
I don't know, because I thought that meant like your stomach or something like that.
No.
Listen, if your Deliveroo arrives, I get it. Look, it's a bonus episode. We can do that. You can go and get it. That's fine. I'll keep the listener entertained. But it is. It's one of our bonus episodes. And I don't want to kick things off to a bad start. But I just also want to say that, look, I call you all the time.
Yeah.
And bone to pick with you, I don't really get the calls back. Phoned you today. You didn't call back.
I didn't see your call today, but I was actually going to call you later because I thought it'd be cool to hang out later.
Wait, so you were going to call me later to ask me to hang out later?
Yeah, because I'm flying to America tomorrow.
I know you are. You're flying. This is, listen to all the listeners, Francis is heading off to America. He's going there for a while, aren't you?
Well, you know, just for a bit.
Just for a bit. Don't worry, that doesn't mean we won't be doing the podcast. We'll be doing them, but he'll just be in a different destination. So
yeah,
that's all right.
And, you know, maybe get some American guests on.
Which it just hasn't, just in general, just an American guest.
Yeah, like, I'm sure I'll meet one.
Can you...
I'm going to try and get Matthew McConaughey.
How would you get Matthew McConaughey on?
Well, I just ask him.
Didn't you go surfing with him once or something?
No. I went surfing with James Franco.
You said you could get him on the podcast.
Yeah, but we didn't exchange details. I thought it would be a bit like, you know. See, we're meant to meet up later and then I didn't go and meet him.
Why not?
Because I was just back at my villa just chilling out.
So, wait, hang on. You met James Franco surfing and you didn't exchange details, but you said, let's meet up later. So he basically went to the place where you're meant to meet and you just never arrived. So he just thinks you're a douchebag now.
No. Okay, so I'll explain how it went. So I was surfing all day.
Yeah. Not all day. Don't exaggerate. Can't be all day.
Yeah, I was surfing all day.
Okay, what time? What time do you get up in the morning?
I went out surfing at like 8 and then I came back in for lunch and then I went out again until sunset. And then I went, and so that was when I saw James Franco on his longboard.
At sunset. And,
as the sun was starting to come down.
Sounds like some magical experience.
And then I came in, the tide was going out, and then, the tide was coming in, and then I came in,
and
he was, you know, he was going in and was sat down at the beach. So I put my board away, and then came in, was basically chilling with him, talking about Jonah Hill. And Jonah Hill's movie. And then we talked about comedy and like all sorts of stuff. And then the sun went down and he was like, oh, I'm going to go over to that restaurant over there. Come join later.
And you didn't join. What is wrong with you?
No, because, well, I mean, you know, to me, you know, he's just another guy, Jamie. I guess I'm not that impressed by celebrities like you. But I actually, in order to get down to Bingen Beach where I was surfing, you had to walk. I had to walk up back from my villa, so I had to walk up these really long stairs. And it's just a bit of a nightmare in the dark because it's all quite dark. So I just went for dinner instead and thought maybe, you know, bump into him another time.
I just love the fact that you organised a date with James Franco. Also, can we? It's like a magical.
Well, it wasn't a date.
That's a date. 100% it's a date. Oh, you want to come for dinner later at this restaurant I'm going to? You like, yeah, James Franco.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't. I don't think it was like an official. We didn't like confirm. It was like he was like, I'm going to be here. Come down, drink some beer.
He didn't say beer. He did not.
Yeah,
say...
so we're going to have a few beers down at the restaurant. Come join.
Also, the way you describe it, you were literally like, I got up in the morning at 8 a.m. I went surfing all day. It's like surfing all day, and then I had a break for lunch, and then I went surfing for the rest of the day. And as the sun was setting and the tide was going in, I looked over to my right, and there was a glistening James Franco on his longboard.
Well, no, I thought, oh, is that James Franco? And then sat down, and we were, because that was actually like, there's another guy sitting there chatting to him who was also, I recognised, who had been out surfing.
Oh, I thought also looked like James Franco, which was James Franco.
But, I mean,
do you
think
he turned towards you and went, holy shit, is that Francis Bull?
No, I don't think he did. I think he liked, you know,
your laid back attitude.
Yeah, I think he just liked my sort of laid back vibe, you know.
Well, okay, so if you were going to try and replicate your laid back vibe on the podcast, so I'm James Franco sitting on the beach and, you know, I go, hey man, how you doing? You enjoyed the surfing?
Yeah, I mean, I did, yeah.
You sound nervous. You don't sound laid back at all. You sound nervous.
No, I wasn't nervous. I was confused.
Okay, so let's do it again. Okay. Hey, man. I'm obviously to the listener. I'm James Franco. Hey, man. You enjoy the waves out there?
Yeah, good. It was good surf today.
Mm. Hey, you been staying here for long?
Yeah, about a week.
You're just monosyllabic. Like, it's not even you're like laid back. You're almost
rude. I basically
rude.
Had to make him really work for it.
You're almost
like,
rude.
James, I'm not just gonna like give everything up. You know, you gotta work for this.
Also, you did the classic thing, which everyone does, including me, that I would do.
What?
You 100% want James Franco to not think that you know who he is, so you act totally aloof, but you act too aloof, knowing that James Franco then knows that you're acting too aloof, so he knows exactly.
No, I did actually say you're James, right?
And he went, well, how do you fucking know that, you weirdo?
Well, because he's famous, of course he knows it.
Yeah,
The same way that people who go up to Boris Johnson and say, sorry, I don't know who you are.
You're about to
he's
say
the Prime
you.
Minister.
You're about to say you and then you backed out. You're about to say, like, people come up to me and they go, hey.
No, people come up to me sometimes and say, "I, you know, I don't watch your show, so I don't know who you are, but... and then, well, why, how did you know to come? Who I was to come up to me?
I had someone in Dubai once who did that. I told you the story before, but they came up to me in Dubai and they leant out the window. They went, "Hey, Jamie! Oh my God, my wife loves you. My wife loves you so much." I went, "Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate it." She said, "Oh God, I can't wait to tell her. Can I get a photo just to show her?" Took a photo anyway. Literally a minute later, worst timing from the world. Another car pulled up, and she was, and it was his wife. And she went, "What are you doing?" And she went, "He went, oh my God, honey, it's the Jamie from Made in Chelsea." And she went, "Who?"
That's funny.
Do you know what else? Wait,
were you really pleased when that happened?
I wasn't pleased. I wasn't pleased at all. I just was like, "Hey, I feel sorry for that guy."
Were you quite smug?
No, I just feel sorry for that guy. I was like, "Sorry, man, I feel sorry for you."
Wait, so how's the dancing?
Oh, thank you for asking. I haven't started dancing yet.
What have you been doing?
I don't know, just hanging out on my longboard.
Wait, where are you right now?
I'm currently in my Candykin office at the moment, so just recording in here. But no, I haven't started dancing yet, so Strictly is starting. I think the first...
I guess you got to make use of that office, right?
Yeah, because no one's in here at the moment, honestly.
And you were like, just paying a nice, hefty...
What was really good about our Candy Kitten office is that we... it's new, so we got it just before Christmas. I think we moved in here. And we were moved in here for about 4 months or 3 months. It's three stories, so it's big. It's got three different floors. You know, it's not cheap. It's in London. And we haven't used it since, which is really great news.
But can you actually, because of social distance or whatever, can you actually claim that back?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to my accounts team. But the great news is that we have a podcast studio whenever we we can move back, because me and you can just do
three floors.
We can do podcasts wherever we want, which is going to be great.
Yeah.
But also, listen, do you know what I worked out the other day before we get into some emails and things like that and actually talk to the listener?
So you're going to come over to the States?
I'm doing Strictly. I can't come over. I'm going to win Strictly. Have you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You should probably put a bet on me too.
I'm going to put a bet on. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you know what the odds are?
8-1.
Yeah, they are 8-1.
Oh yeah, I know.
Anyway, do you know what I worked out? I was. Do you know how interesting is this? If you know history,
you worked out history.
No, you know history.
Yeah.
It's his story.
Yeah.
His story. What? Isn't that mind blowing?
Yeah.
Break it down into two syllables. It's his story.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I bet the listener.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Love that. Hello, lovely listener. Sorry, we are 10 minutes into our bonus episode. No, 11 minutes into our bonus episode.
You didn't apologize.
Well, I'm going to apologize. I feel like they sometimes need an apology. So
definitely from you.
Not from me. They don't need an apology from me. Sometimes they need an apology from you, but they never need an apology from me. But hello, listener. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. We have...
I think we should start charging for these bonus episodes.
What, from the listener?
Yeah.
What? Surely we should say that to each other in private and not...
We've got to make some of that sweet moolah.
Because we just give it to them for free. Yeah, all of this is free, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just do it for the love of it.
I think £100 a bonus episode per listener would be
sufficient. We've had
how many people do you think would pay?
I don't think anyone would pay £100 to listen to us ramble every single Wednesday. But we do have some emails through,
good
which
value.
I'm going to read out to you. The first one is, hey, Francis and Jamie, I finally caught up on all episodes of the podcast again, and I've been wanting to write in for a while now. After the last episode where Francis said to write in about hearing Jamie copy the things you said, I figured now would be a great time to do so. So a little note before I continue that letter. If you didn't listen to the last bonus episode, Francis accused me of copying his jokes.
I think it's called I pointed out.
He accused me of copying.
Not just jokes.
Nah, he accused me of copying.
Aphorisms, wisdom.
He accused me of copying your wisdom.
Yeah.
Copying your...
Passing it off as your own.
Copying your wisdom. So he said that, and obviously this person has written to confirm or deny it. I don't know yet. I'm not 100% sure that Jamie has copied things you've said in the past and claimed them as his own. However, when I first started listening, I remember thinking about how Jamie would repeat the same stories over and over again. And in fact, I'm sure that he still has the habit of doing this. I know I can't be the only one to have picked up on it. Love the podcast and can't wait for all the future episodes. Lauren Everline.
She's saying that you've got the memory of a goldfish.
No, she's not saying that. I did. I actually just said to you in the podcast today, I said, oh, I've told you this story before, but here it is.
Yeah, well, no, but you do. I think there have been a few occasions where you've told the same story to multiple guests.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes
you just like to relive your best moments.
No, that sometimes it happens. You know, I tell stories and it's, you know, it's quite fun and that's what happens. You know, it's not anyone's fault, but whatever.
Oh, you got a new ring.
I got a new ring. We also have...
Is that a snake?
It's not a snake. It's an old ring. It's just something connected.
But it looks like a snake.
Right, Francis, we also have a voice note. Would you like to hear the voice note?
Yes.
This is from Charlotte Illingworth. Here it is.
I know you both love a poo story, especially you, Jamie. So my poo story began in Mexico when I was on holiday with my boyfriend a couple of years ago. We were both having lunch by the pool, and suddenly my belly just went. Oh my god!
Montezuma's revenge.
I need to go back to the room right now. Give me the key, please, 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 quick, quick, quick. Anyway, I said to my boyfriend, "You stay here. I've got to run." Ran back to the room, ran to the toilet, and let it all come out. And as I was on the toilet, the door knocked, and I thought it was my boyfriend coming back, and I was like, why is he fucking knocking at the door? He knows what I'm doing. So I was like, hang on, more knocking. I said, 1 second. Anyway, tried to flush the toilet, like finished off, tried to flush the toilet, and it wouldn't flush. And you know, on like abroad, when the toilet bowl is wider and the the water sits higher up. Anyway, so I've gone and opened the door, thinking, oh, I'll deal with the flush in a minute. I'll let my boyfriend in first. I opened the door, and it was the maintenance man dangling something and going, I'm here to fix your flush. And I was like, oh my god. I went, 1 second, please. Had to shut the door, run around, thinking, oh my god, what do I do? My massive poo is just floating in the toilet. He can't come and do it right now. I grabbed the plastic bag out of the bin in the room, went and picked it out of the toilet and hid it under the bed in the bedroom, and I had to go and let this man in to deal with it while I sat with the poo and wait till he left. So yeah,
that is disgusting. I don't think we should put that out.
Oh my god. So that is a pretty, whether or not it's a good story to listen to, it's a pretty insane story to hear. No, do you not agree?
That is quite something.
that's
poo story.
We also have another one from Isla.Francis, who says, hi, Jamie and Francis, I'm Isla, and I'm 16, and I love the podcast. Here's a funny little story I thought I would share. Recently, I came back from a lovely holiday in Portugal. Don't worry, ate loads of custard tarts, Francis. I don't really like flying that much, so I downloaded my favourite Private Parts episode with Giovanni to listen to while we were coming into the last part of the flight. I gave my mum one earphone because she loves Strictly, and as we came into land, we went through a thick cloud that lasted a few minutes. Me, being scared of flying, was terrified we were landing too soon or worse on some water. Meanwhile, my mum is next to me, laughing at me, freaking out, but also tears coming down her face from laughing at the podcast so much. Everyone around us was super confused, but luckily we landed fine. P.S. Jamie, you're a freaking legend for creating Candy Kittens. My life has changed forever. Love you guys lots, and thanks for making me laugh through stressful times. Isn't that great when we get messages like that, Francis? Do you not agree?
That is great. That is great.
It's just so, so nice. I just love, you know, the fact that happens. You know, every single week we We make people happily. I also want to give a big shout out to a...
We make people happily.
I also give a big shout out to someone who listens to our podcast, who's an avid listener. Her name is Emily Eveling. She's just started a 4-year classic degree at Edinburgh.
Classics.
4-year classic.
4-year classic degree. I feel sorry for her and all the other university students now who are basically being shut away in their rooms and not allowed to socialize and still being charged $9,000 a year.
She actually said she's staying in Pollock Halls of residence, but it's all a little strange. She has to eat.
Oh, that's where I was.
Were you in Pollock Halls?
Yeah, I was in Pollock Halls.
There you go. Emily Eveling.
I bet she's in Chancellor's Court or
she has
Holland
to
House.
Eat and stay in groups of six, which is really upsetting. And also, what's so funny about this is her dad, James Eveling, he was the one who told me to give her a shout out, so she's going to be incredibly embarrassed. Emily Eveling, I'm sorry to make you embarrassed. Isn't that great, little Francis?
That is great.
Hey, listen, as we said last week on the podcast, we love getting your messages on Instagram, your emails, reading your reviews on Apple Podcasts. So please do that. Keep sending us emails, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send us messages via Instagram @privatepodcast or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We will read them out. And every single bonus episode, we're going to reward our favorite message with an exclusive Private Parts mug. We have sent them out to the winners of the last two bonus episodes. The listener of the week who is going to receive the lovely Private Parts mug is going to go to Charlotte for her poo story. Do you agree, Francis?
Yes. Definitely.
Charlotte probably doesn't want her name said out on the podcast, so perhaps we could probably just call her Charlotte. But Charlotte, you have won a Private Parts mug, so we're going to send you that out next week. But also to all of you listeners, once again, thank you so much for tuning in for a bonus episode. Really exciting that our numbers are doing really well at the moment. So listeners are up, people are really enjoying the podcast. That means a hell of a lot to us, doesn't it, Francis?
Yeah, it actually means loads. I think if you listen to this podcast and you like it, then we love you.
Very profound. I thought you were going to go deeper.
And I think also, if you listen to this podcast and you like it, just tell one other person.
All right.
Every day.
All right. I'm going to tell every single day. You should tell one other person. Hey, listen. Have you? Hey.
Even if it's someone random.
Okay. How would you tell them? Go on, Francis. Go on.
Well, obviously, you know, you're not allowed to talk to people in person these days, so you should probably just organise a Zoom meeting or just send out a broadcast message to everyone on your WhatsApp.
Hey, thanks for tuning in once again. As always, we'll be back on Friday with another brand new episode with someone very, very special, which we can't wait for. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, who is it, Francis?
Oh, God, I can't tell. It's a surprise.
And Francis, good luck in America. We're going to not miss you because we're going to speak to you every single week, but good luck on the flight.
I won't be gone forever.
No, you're not going to be gone anywhere. You're still going to be here. We're just going to be doing it from America, where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when obviously you're allowed to come back over to America, you can come. We can come and do a tour and meet some American guests.
All right, everybody. On that note, we're going to see you on Friday. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.